Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time in over 10 years, Manchester City has failed to advance to the Champions League round of 16. Manchester City has officially been dumped out of the Champions League, courtesy of Real Madrid. Clearly, the main story from this one is Kylian Mbappe's hat trick. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to another edition of Into the Net FC. My name is Alex Alcazaz, and I'm also known as the Bear of Texas. And today, as I sit here to recap this match between Real Madrid and Manchester City, I kindly remind everybody, or I ask everybody rather, what was the lesson we learned from the first leg between these two in the Champions League knockout playoff phase? What was the lesson we learned? There is no such thing as a safe one-goal lead. In other words, a one-goal lead is many things, but it is not safe. Well, that's what we saw in the first leg when Manchester City blew a one-goal lead not once, but twice. Ironically enough, Real Madrid comes into this game with a one-goal lead on aggregate. So what does that mean? That aggregate lead was anything but safe. Manchester City could have easily overpowered it. Guess what? They failed. Therefore, Real Madrid is officially in the round of 16. The latest chapter in the rivalry between Manchester City and Real Madrid has officially been written and published. And a major story in the latest chapter, of course, is the Kylian Mbappe hat trick. This was Mbappe's first hat trick for Real Madrid. And for it to happen at the Santiago Bernabeu in a Champions League competitive match, well, it couldn't have happened at a better time. Well, Kylian Mbappe has certainly been wreaking havoc as of late, despite all the struggles, you know, him being denied by goalies, of course, you know, all the problems that, you know, we supposedly heard about as far as personal issues go. Well, Real Madrid certainly looks strong in this one, despite the fact that Real Madrid has struggled with injuries, inconsistency, sometimes some poor teamwork performance and poor performances overall. Real Madrid basically kind of looked like their old self. I should say their true self, to be honest with you. Now, Real Madrid is officially in the round of 16, but we don't know exactly who they'll play yet. The round of 16 draw takes place on Friday, and yes, ladies and gentlemen, there will be an episode on that. I wasn't exactly planning to do an episode talking about this particular match between Real Madrid and Manchester City. I figured I might as well save it for the draw recap, but honestly, I just felt that this game was just too good to pass up. So, we talk about all these major talking points. Number one is the Kylian Mbappe hat trick. Number two, it has to be the fact that Erling Haaland was not in the starting lineup. And what's very embarrassing for me personally is the fact of the matter is, I did not notice that Erling Haaland was not in the starting lineup till probably about the 77th or 78th minute. Although I noticed, how come we've not even heard the name Erling Haaland in the broadcast? How come we haven't seen a close-up of him from the camera of the TV crew? I figured at first, okay, because Manchester City has just not been doing good at all in the attack, maybe that's the case. No. If Erling Haaland is in the starting lineup, and if Manchester City is doing extremely poor on the attack, no, we will definitely see a close-up of Erling Haaland's face. Then I decided to look into the starting lineup on Goal.com, which of course they announce it an hour before the game that the starting lineups are out. I actually did look through it, but somehow, someway, I failed to notice that Erling Haaland is on the bench. So what do? I immediately look up what in God's name is going on because I did not get any notification regarding an injury to Erling Haaland. Well, according to Sports Illustrated, the reason why Erling Haaland was on the bench was because Pep Guardiola said that even though Haaland has been training all week specifically for this match, he was reportedly not feeling well. Hence the decision to rest him. Now, Manchester City does have an upcoming match against Liverpool in the Premier League. And speaking of Liverpool, well, a 2-2 draw against Aston Villa. So Liverpool's definitely got to be fired up. But as my good friend and my mentor, Mr. Steve Adams, suggested, it could be because Erling Haaland is being rested for the upcoming game against Liverpool. Well, if that's the case, if Pep Guardiola made the decision to bench Erling Haaland only to rest him for the upcoming game against Liverpool, well, I would ask myself, does that mean that Pep Guardiola had zero confidence in his team pulling it off against Real Madrid? Now, mind you, Steve is very likely unaware of the reason why Haaland was benched, as I just said, because according to Sports Illustrated, Guardiola said that Haaland was reportedly not feeling well this morning. And I say reportedly because we just don't know for sure, but this is according to Sports Illustrated. Pep Guardiola said Haaland was not feeling well. That's all we know. So reportedly, Haaland was not feeling good. And I mean, it wasn't just Haaland that was on the bench, which was, you know, really a decision that we were really confused and shocked about. Kevin De Bruyne didn't even get the start as well. I mean, Haaland did not see any playing time whatsoever. The entire game he spent on the bench. Now, if a player is going to be benched because of an illness, I mean, does that really mean we're going to see him come in as a substitute? Well, you never know, to be honest with you. I figured, you know, maybe out of desperation, Pep Guardiola would have made that decision. But if Haaland was on the bench, then, hey, that means that there was a chance that we would have seen him. If Haaland was too sick to even, it wasn't even worth the risk as far as thinking of him playing as a substitute, guess what? Haaland would not even have been on the bench. So the thought of not even wanting to have Haaland even come in as a substitute, Haaland would not have been on the bench. So that's that. So at the end of the day, we can criticize Pep Guardiola all we want about this particular decision. Clearly, it was a judgment call. And unfortunately for Pep Guardiola, this is honestly the worst season he's having, you know, in his managerial career. As a matter of fact, this loss to Real Madrid was the 13th loss for Manchester City this season, if I'm correct. I did do the research. And this is actually a career high of a loss for any club led by Pep Guardiola. Now, I think back in the 2019-20 season, Manchester City had lost a total of 12 games. Now, as I said, 13th loss. This is the most for any club under the management of Pep Guardiola. As I said, this is arguably the worst season for Pep Guardiola as a manager. I mean, Manchester City is already out of the EFL Cup. They're still in the FA Cup. And of course, they'll be competing in the upcoming FIFA Club World Cup this summer. And as far as the Premier League title, it does not look like they'll be retaining the title again. But hey, never say never, right? No, seriously. I mean, how many times has Manchester City won it in a row now? 4 times? 5 times? Something like that? Bottom line is, Manchester City has been ruling the Premier League with an iron fist. And I believe the last time, aside from Manchester City, I think it was Liverpool that won the Premier League back in 2020. And since then, Manchester City had been winning it. So Liverpool would love nothing more than to win the Premier League at the expense of Manchester City. Arsenal, on the other hand, would love nothing more than to win the Premier League at the expense of both Liverpool and Manchester City. Could Arsenal actually pull it off? Well, let's just sit back and wait and see what happens. And if Arsenal does, in fact, win the Premier League, I will be here to talk about it, and I will have no choice but to invite my good friend and my mentor, Mr. Steve Adams, who is a huge fan of Liverpool. As a matter of fact, I have two other friends who are both natives of Liverpool, England. I will have to try to get both these gentlemen on as well. So gentlemen, since I know that you guys are all hearing this, if Arsenal somehow, some way takes the Premier League title at the expense of Manchester City and Liverpool, well, I'm going to need three Liverpool supporters on this show because I am going to need some reactions. I am going to need to know what y'all think of this if it happens. Right now, it doesn't look like it's going to happen, but Arsenal is attempting to make this particular thing happen. Liverpool, well, them not really getting the full 3 points really doesn't do them any favors, but Liverpool should be in a good position. Now back to Manchester City and Real Madrid. You know, as I mentioned, the 13th loss, I mean, this is the worst under any team in Pep Guardiola's managerial career, if I read it correctly. This is at least the worst under his time with Manchester City, but I could have sworn when I looked at the score, and there's always these notes, they said that this is the worst season so far as losses go for Real Madrid. I'm going to pull up the source again. Hopefully nothing's changed. So, yes, for the first time in his managerial career, Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola has seen his side eliminated from the Champions League prior to the round of 16. Okay, so this is actually something different. So according to this, let me say it again. For the first time in his managerial career, Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola has seen his side eliminated from the UEFA Champions League prior to the round of 16. For Manchester City, meanwhile, it's the earliest they've exited the competition since the 2012-2013 season where they were eliminated in the group stage. Tonight was Manchester City's 13th defeat of the season across all competitions, which is now the most ever by Pep Guardiola's side in a single campaign in his managerial career, having previously lost 12 games in the 2019-20 campaign. Therefore, I just stand corrected. I was right. Stand corrected would mean that I was wrong. No, I was correct. So I just vindicated myself. I said that the 13th defeat, the loss to Real Madrid, was Manchester City's 13th defeat this season. Tonight, Manchester City's 13th defeat of the season across all competitions is now the most ever by any club that is managed by Pep Guardiola in a single campaign. Wow. It's really good to have the notes, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? There was so much talk about Pep Guardiola's status and future with Manchester City. Didn't a few months ago he signed a one-year extension or something like that? I mean, he was linked with a move to manage the U.S. men's national team. And while it would be somewhat cool if he was the manager of the U.S. men's national team, well, we all knew that it was not going to happen. You know, the fact that Manchester City losing like this, I mean, the critics for Pep Guardiola are just coming out of the woodwork. You know, and a lot of them are kind of coming back to me because they'll pull out, well, they'll mention that I've said, Alex, you said in the past, Pep Guardiola is not overrated. Now, they're bringing this up and now they're asking me, Alex, have you changed your mind? Because now they're insisting, you see, Alex, this proves that Pep Guardiola is overrated. Now, mind you, these listeners are not criticizing me by any means. They're not burying me. They're not attacking me. They're just basically pointing this out. No, I still don't think Pep Guardiola is overrated. I just think that it just happens that he's having the worst season of his managerial career. Now, mind you, Manchester City has been dealing with major injuries, okay? But Pep Guardiola himself said that the injuries are no excuse. So, While I do point out the injuries, I also point out that Pep Guardiola said that the injuries are no excuse. So at the same time, I am acknowledging Pep Guardiola. Now, as far as I'm concerned, his future with Manchester City, I wouldn't see why they would sack him, why they would fire him. I mean, if he voluntarily resigned, I would still be surprised, but now, if he was fired by Manchester City, now that would be shocking. But if Pep Guardiola were to voluntarily resign at the end of the season, it would certainly be a surprise. And obviously, in my case, the blessing out of it would be, well, at least I get to come on this show and talk about it. But I would be super curious to know what the boys at the Snobby Boys podcast would think. Joe and Kobe, the Snobby Boys podcast. I mean, if that were the case, I would certainly be keen to know what those boys have to say. As a matter of fact, I'm already interested in knowing what these boys have to say. As a matter of fact, I believe their next episode is actually going to come out sometime within the next 24 hours or so. And ladies and gentlemen, that is the Snobby Boys podcast. They're actually available on Spotify. The Snobby Boys podcast is a very, very good show. If you love this show, I strongly recommend that you check out the Snobby Boys podcast. So shout out to Joe Mavor and his co-host, Mr. Kobe Stevens. So this whole thing ends on a 6-3 aggregate, but the fact of the matter is, Manchester City almost basically had zero chance in this one, even though I said that Real Madrid's 3-2 aggregate lead was not safe, because again, one goal lead is anything but safe. Well, within 4 minutes, Kylian Mbappe put Los Blancos on the board in a spectacular fashion. As a matter of fact, the first two, I don't know which goal was better, the first or the second. I mean, I want to say I'm probably going to have to go with the first. I mean, all three goals that Mbappe scored were very, very unique in their own way. Now, every goal for Mbappe came with an assist, so therefore we saw that teamwork being displayed by Real Madrid. So when Real Madrid took the lead within the first 4 minutes, it was a two-goal aggregate. Now, keep in mind, Manchester City has squandered two-goal leads several times this season, but wouldn't it be something if we saw them overcome a two-goal lead? As a matter of fact, haven't they overcome a two-goal deficit this season so far as Manchester City? Have they? At least once or twice? I'm not entirely sure. Now, the last couple of years, we have seen them overcome such odds. I'm sure we have. But Manchester City is just not the team that they've been the last couple of years. Again, the injuries and everything. I mean, you know, many are pointing out the reportedly arrogant behavior of Erling Haaland, especially, you know, from that infamous game against Arsenal. You know, stay humble day. So, I mean, I don't really want to get too deep into those details, but Manchester City's season has just been a mess. Just an absolute mess. Now, Manchester City can still make a case in winning the FA Cup, which is very, very possible. But I think at this point, Manchester City has to be considered the favorite in the FA Cup, right? I mean, I'm not sure exactly, you know, who else. I mean, the fact that Liverpool is out, I mean, something that lost to Plymouth Argyle. I mean, the fact that even Chelsea recently was eliminated. So, I mean, not only that, but, you know, from the looks of it, I kind of, you know, took a look, stumbled across the wrong game. I could have sworn I saw something, but I was actually kind of, I was fooled. But the FA Cup will actually start out later this month. So, as far as I'm concerned, Manchester United is still in, and they'll play Fulham in the fifth round. So, Manchester City will play Plymouth Argyle. So as far as I'm concerned, well, yeah, Manchester City has to be considered the favorite as far as the FA Cup is concerned at this point. I mean, when Liverpool was eliminated, I mean, I was definitely shocked. And I think, you know, recently, I think Arsenal was eliminated from the EFL Cup, if I'm correct. So I'm not looking, not really sure exactly where Arsenal sits right now. But I think as far as the FA Cup goes, I mean, I remember, that's right, Arsenal was eliminated by Manchester United. I immediately forgot that. As a matter of fact, I talked about it here on this show, and I even wrote an article about it. When Manchester United eliminated Arsenal back in January 12th in that penalty shootout in that hard-fought game, I totally forgot about it. So no wonder I had not been seeing Arsenal's on the FA Cup schedule, because I had totally forgot until now that Arsenal was eliminated by Manchester United. So at this point, yeah, Manchester City has to be considered the favorite in the FA Cup. Now, if Manchester City is somehow eliminated by Plymouth Argyle, who eliminated Liverpool, well, some would say that Manchester United has to be the favorite, but I would beg to differ, because Manchester United is perfectly capable of being embarrassed by a lower-tier team. So, anyway, once again, back to the regular programming, Real Madrid versus Manchester City. That's what happens when you have a passion for football and you have so many thoughts coming to mind. Well, first things first, since I did briefly talk about the lineup already because of the absence of Erling Haaland and Kevin De Bruyne, well, both teams utilize the same formation. Four defenders, four midfielders, and two strikers. Savinho and Omar Marmoush were deployed as the two strikers for Manchester City, and behind them you had Foden, Gonzalez, Gundogan, and Bernardo Silva, and in the backfield you had Kasanov, Stones, Ruben Diaz, and Gvardiol. As a matter of fact, Ruben Diaz was captain for this one. You know, we talk about how things started off very, very bad for Manchester City. I believe within the first few minutes, Stones actually suffered an injury and had to be taken out of the game. Now, of course, Ederson was in the goalie position. And on the other side, Vinicius Jr. and Mbappe were both deployed in the front two. And, of course, Mbappe scoring the beautiful hat trick. Vinicius Jr. actually at least had one or two chances, but unfortunately could not score. And speaking of Vinicius Jr., I mean, I mentioned that in the first leg how Manchester City fans were just giving him absolute hell. They were booing him every time he touched the ball. Even though I think he did provide the assist in the game-winning goal from Jude Bellingham, if I'm correct. As a matter of fact, Real Madrid fans certainly gave Pep Guardiola a hard time at the end of the game. And Real Madrid fans are justifying it because they're saying, because one of them reached out to me and said, Alex, before you mentioned that it was unnecessary for the Real Madrid fans, let me remind you that the Manchester City fans were taunting, and of course that banner and that message directly to Vinicius Jr., Alex, before you call it unnecessary from the Real Madrid fans, well, yeah, so I think y'all get the point. He was basically saying, before I deem it to be unnecessary, he wanted to remind me that the Manchester City fans brought that on themselves. Okay, if that's the case. But then again, did Pep Guardiola orchestrate the stunt that the Manchester City fans pulled? Come on. Pep Guardiola had nothing to do with that. At least as far as I know, he had nothing to do with that. So, but again, I understood what that Real Madrid fan was saying. I know that he's listening right now, okay? But let's be real. Okay, fine. I mean, at this point, we can say in that particular case, Manchester City and Real Madrid are even. All right? Manchester City fans give Vinicius Jr. a hard time, and then Real Madrid fans give Pep Guardiola a hard time. There you go. All right? It's even. Okay? It's a stalemate. So, now, the Real Madrid midfield. Bellingham, Ceballos, Tchouaméni, and Rodrigo. Well, I was a little bit sad to see my boy Eduardo Camavinga on the bench, but thankfully he did come in and get some playing time. I believe he came in around the 80th minute or so. I believe he came in the 78th minute and replaced Ceballos. As far as who replaced Kylian Mbappe in the 78th minute, I believe it was Brahim Diaz. So Camavinga did get some playing time. Now, as far as Luka Modric, he came in the 83rd minute. I'm not sure. He actually replaced Tchouaméni. So Real Madrid was in top form. So in the backfield, you had Ferland Mendy, Rudiger, Asensio, and Valverde. So it was good to see Antonio Rudiger again. Now, Real Madrid is in a very, very, well, tough predicament as far as La Liga goes. Because not long ago, Real Madrid was on top of La Liga with a very comfortable lead. But apparently, and not surprisingly, Barcelona has managed to come back. We all knew that Barcelona would not go away. Now, before I go into the stats from this game against Manchester City, I want to briefly talk about La Liga because there is a two-way tie for first place and Barcelona is on top, okay? Barcelona is on top. Barcelona has managed to climb back into it. If Barcelona wins La Liga, that's basically an embarrassment for both Real Madrid and Atletico Madrid. So, anyway... Barcelona's schedule moving forward in La Liga, I mean, Barcelona at this point, they're probably going to run away with it. I mean, Real Madrid has just had so many issues. I mean, lately in one game, there's like some controversy surrounding Jude Bellingham. And you know, in Real Madrid, you know, suffering a 1-1 draw, I think on the 15th of December when Bellingham was sent off and there's some controversy about that. There was even a rumor that Bellingham would be suspended for 12 games and so far, I haven't seen anything. I mean, this was just something that you saw. I mean, I think Goal.com said something about it, but I was like, wait, 12 games? I mean, that whole thing recently about Jude Bellingham and that recent fiasco in that La Liga match. Now, that was ridiculous. Now, Jude Bellingham has, in fact, been banned, but for only 2 games. So, and it's believed that he allegedly told the referee to fuck off. So, I did not see this game, but I did kind of read, you know, a little bit about it. But I could have sworn one source said that it was possible that he'd be suspended for 12 games. That would have been ridiculous. But he has been suspended for 2 games for the red card in the latest game. So we all knew that Bellingham would certainly be sanctioned for it, but honestly, okay, now ESPN is saying that the midfielder had insulting him saying, fuck you, instead of fuck off. I mean, whatever it is, from what we understand, Jude Bellingham mouthed off. And I understand that sometimes these things get so frustrated that a player will do that, but man, Now, I didn't see the game, so honestly, if you're listening on Spotify on your phone or if you're watching on YouTube, if you have any information or if you have any thoughts on the whole Bellingham red card and that game against, it was against Osasuna. If you have any comments on that particular situation on Bellingham's red card, if you're listening on Spotify on your cell phone or if you're watching on YouTube, please let me know in the comments. So if you have any information or what you think of this whole of the whole thing with Bellingham and the red card, I'm very curious to know. But yeah, Real Madrid, as far as the La Liga goes, you know, things are just not looking good for Los Blancos. So here we are. Not sure exactly what Real Madrid is going to do, but Real Madrid is going to have to win in La Liga. But Barcelona is just as capable of doing it, and Barcelona's in top form. So at this point, while there's still some time, it seems that Barcelona is going to take command and they're going to run away with La Liga. Of course, the fact that they do this at the expense of Real Madrid, because they've embarrassed Real Madrid twice already, even taking the Supercopa de España. Yeah, Barcelona would love to embarrass Real Madrid yet again. And they would love to take a title at their expense. Now we get to the stats. Well, Ederson for Manchester City made 5 saves, while Thibaut Courtois made 3. 16 clearances by Manchester City, 18 clearances by Real Madrid, and 9 interceptions by Manchester City, and 8 interceptions by Real Madrid. So while Manchester City had a very, very bad day, to their credit, number one, they fought the entire game. I mean, it could have been worse because Real Madrid had a total of 8 shots on target. Now, Real Madrid can't make every single shot, and unfortunately, this seems to be another tale of missed opportunities for Real Madrid, but that's been the case almost pretty much all season. But 3 goals out of 8 shots on target is respectable. It's not like I'm going to expect Real Madrid to go 8-for-8 on those shots on target, but you know, Mbappe being denied that one time by Ederson, that should have been a goal. So Mbappe should have had 4 goals in this one. He was denied at least twice. I think the other time might have just been because he missed, or I don't know if he hit the crossbar or whatnot, but Mbappe still, you know, from time to time, we see him get denied either by the crossbar or by the goalie. And at one point, yeah, this game, Ederson denied him. Well, actually, I think the other time was because I think he made the miss and I think there was a tackle by Ederson. I'm not sure. If y'all watch the game, y'all know that play I'm talking about. But there was another play where Ederson just flat out denied him, made a save. But both goalies, you know, put on a strong show. But Manchester City had 4 shots on target of their own. So if I'm going to point out that Real Madrid missed some scoring opportunities, hey, I might as well do the same for Manchester City. So, but Manchester City had basically half of the shots on target that Real Madrid had. So same time, I'm just going to point that out. Now, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, the man of the match obviously was Kylian Mbappe. I mean, come on, he scored a hat trick, so you might as well, right? Mbappe's just continued to put on that Champions League success. And of course, Kylian Mbappe to win the Champions League several times with Real Madrid, that's what we're hoping for. But as far as it happening this season, I'm not entirely sure, because at this point, Barcelona has to be considered the top favorite to win the Champions League unless something happens. But right now, as far as the what's ahead for the Champions League knockout stage is obviously the draw for the round of 16, which is going to happen this Friday. But until then, we just have to sit back and wait, and certainly looking forward to doing an episode on that. You know, Rodrigo, a few times, along with Vinicius Jr., had a couple of shots of his own that he could not make. So, yeah. So I kind of feel like this game probably should have been 5-1 at the very least. Now, when Manchester City put the ball in the back of the net, it was off of a free kick. The free kick The free kick at first hit the crossbar, and of course, you know, Thibaut Courtois attempted to make that save, and then the ball just basically was completely out of his reach, out of his control. There was no Real Madrid player close by, and then a Manchester City player was at the right place at the right time. It was actually Gonzalez, and then he scored with ease, and then of course it was reviewed, and it turned out the goal seemed to be legitimate, but now this was in the second minute of stoppage time, so at that point, Manchester City had no chance, so this was just basically, in Manchester City's case, it just added a little bit of pride because a 6-2 aggregate got cut into 6-3. So it did very, very little to make Manchester City feel better, because the bottom line is Manchester City got destroyed in this one. And Manchester City is having the worst season in a very long time, in well over 10 years. But where Manchester City goes moving forward, we'll see. Wherever Real Madrid goes moving forward, we'll see. Man, at this point, I'm not sure what to expect as far as the Champions League goes, but Real Madrid has a game against Girona coming up on the 23rd in a La Liga match, and then they have a Copa del Rey semifinal game against Real Sociedad. As a matter of fact, speaking of the Copa del Rey, well, Barcelona obviously is still in it, but yeah, so we're down to, well, the Copa del Rey, yeah, we're down to Real Madrid, Real Sociedad, and Barcelona and Atletico Madrid. So if Atletico Madrid somehow pulls it off and eliminates Barcelona, and then it's Real Madrid versus Atletico Madrid in the Copa del Rey, well, considering that the previous two Madrid derbies ended in draws, especially the latest one, which was so frustrating for Los Blancos, considering that they had a total of 9 shots on target in that one and could only make 1 goal and had to settle for a draw. So if it is the Madrid derby in the Copa del Rey final, well, Real Madrid will have a chance for somewhat of redemption, and Real Madrid would be fortunate that they're not playing Barcelona in yet another final, because if it's Barcelona versus Real Madrid in the Copa del Rey final, Barcelona is just going to embarrass them again. So Real Madrid is hoping that Atletico Madrid can cut them a little bit of slack, but Barcelona has zero intention of coming up short. They want to win another piece of silverware, and they would love to do it at the expense of Real Madrid. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, you can find Into the Net FC wherever you get your podcast: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and of course, YouTube. If you listen on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, please hit that subscribe button and that notification bell. And please be so kind and to please leave a 5-star review. Again, if you're listening on Spotify, on your cell phone, or if you're watching on YouTube, please let me know in the comments what you think of this game. And of course, once again, the whole drama, the red card with Jude Bellingham, I'd like to know your thoughts on that as well. Thank y'all very, very much. Y'all have a good one, and God bless.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
Tired of trying diet after diet without results? Mochi Health offers a long-term weight loss solution personalized to your needs. Our board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians provide expert guidance to help you succeed. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medication at an affordable set price delivered monthly. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 for $40 off your first month. That's joinmochi.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.